Residents of a town living next to an overcrowded, understaffed state prison are angry because they believe runaway inmates are putting their community at risk. As Quentin Chandler reports for the Oklahoma Engaged Project, the problem highlights how local concerns about police and public safety can spill into state political races.
If you follow your nose to the back of Boots Cafe, you'll run into swinging wood doors hanging underneath a metal script sign of the word blessed. Inside, you'll find the kitchen and a staff of two, including owner Sylvia Wilson. Wilson has lived in Taft her whole life. The town of about 300 is about an hour southeast of Tulsa, and it's one of Oklahoma's few remaining historic black towns. It doesn't have its own police force, and for decades, Taft has been home to two minimum security state prisons.
I mean, you'll never get used to it, but, you know, they're here, and it's not a whole lot we can do about that.
Residents like Wilson have never liked living next to the two prisons, but they say recent events highlight just how much the state facilities endanger the community. So far this year, four people have walked out of one of the prisons, Jess Dunn Correctional Center.
They could be in somebody's house. They could be in here holding somebody hostage. They can kill somebody out here in Taft.
None of the people who walked out of Jess Dunn this year committed those violent crimes, but one man did break into a house and steal a truck. Wilson and other Taft residents say they just want to feel safe, and they're not alone. A survey commissioned by public radio stations for the Oklahoma Engaged Project suggests public safety is a top political concern among residents in northeastern parts of the state. State Representative Avery Fricks of House District 13 says many of his constituents in Taft and the neighboring town Muskogee have complained to him about this year's runaway inmates. The Muskogee Republican represents parts of McIntosh and Muskogee counties and drew no primary challenger this year.
It kind of puts everybody on edge. That sense of safety is something that's incredibly important to a town and a community. We're trying our best to restore that sense of safety.
Jess Dunn didn't have any walkaways in 2017, according to Department of Corrections records. It's a problem that strikes close to home for Fricks during an election year. The deadline to file for re-election came shortly after the year's first two prison walkaways left and were recaptured.
In fact, I have one constituent who the walkaway actually broke into his house while he was gone and stole his truck.
State prison officials don't know why there have been so many walkaways from Jess Dunn this year, but they say a shortage of correctional officers fueled by low pay and prison overcrowding hurts their chances of stopping the walkaways. At the Capitol this year, Fricks voted for tax increases to increase pay for state workers, including corrections officers, and he voted for a corrections funding increase to fix crumbling prisons. Fricks says he has also asked local sheriff's deputies to patrol Taft more often.
Of course, having a full-time trooper based and stationed here would help even more.
Fricks also asked the Highway Patrol to stage a trooper in the town. It didn't, but the patrol agreed to provide limited help anytime Taft requested it. Fricks's opponent in the statewide general election, Democrat Jolene Armstrong, also had no primary challenger. She says she hasn't campaigned in Taft and hasn't talked to residents about ways to make them feel safer. If elected, Armstrong said she'd ask police from neighboring jurisdictions to send more patrols to the area.
I would work more with the Muskogee County sheriffs than I would, and maybe even Muskogee, the town of Muskogee itself, to see if they could keep more of a patrol in this area.
But Armstrong says she'd stop short of asking the Highway Patrol for help. She says troopers are too busy keeping people safe on state highways. Sylvia Wilson, the Boots Cafe owner, says she likes that Fricks asked for help from the Sheriff's Department and the Highway Patrol. She wants whoever wins the District 13 House race to stop the prison walkaways.
They're trying, but they could do more.
Wilson feels like Taft is overlooked and often forgotten because it's a small town that doesn't have a lot of influence. She hopes that will change.